The main object of the project is to develop what we call a corporate values index or corporate values indicator. This is an additional tool to a very broad toolbox already developed by Glovankoski International that measures in a psychometric way people's attributes and predispositions within a business setting. And it's part of what they call their integrated framework, which looks at structures and processes, climate and behaviors within a business organization with a view to how can those become better integrated to enhance business performance. And the missing piece to that integrated framework is around values. And the inspiration for the work on values comes from a broader global demand for greater accountability of multinational and other private sector organizations around questions of supply chain management, human rights obligations, environmental questions, etc. Missing from a lot of the literature is, you know, you sort of have legal obligations or voluntary codes and case law developing and other things like that, but there's no real tool for companies to think about how they would bring themselves more into line with some of those expectations. So our view was to develop a tool that allows a company to measure the value commitments of its staff, and we do that in three ways at the individual level. So what are the sort of value claims that are important to the individual? Secondly, we can aggregate those to the group level across teams within an organization. And equally, we ask our respondents, do they think these value sets are important to the company, or to what degree do they think these value sets are important to the company? So we could actually map the gap between personal value sets and those that are espoused by the company. Now, the work we're doing at the moment is the early conceptual work. What do we mean by values? Big question. What do we mean by corporate values? And the second step then is, how do we measure these things? And the approach we've adopted is a psychometric approach. It's based in social psychology. One cannot measure the mind, but you can use techniques, survey techniques, to uncover latent attachments that people have to particular conceptual frameworks or concepts. And for us, this is going to be around the values. Now, we derive our values from a theoretical set of literatures around values, morality, normativity, etc., as well as what companies are actually saying, right? So we're going into the FTSE 100 and looking at some of the value claims that companies are making around their customers and stakeholders, around their supply chain management, around their position on the environment, around things like corporate social responsibility. And we will distill a set of values from a very large set of claims being made. There are actually some quite common sort of value sets already being claimed. From that, then, we will design a survey instrument that asks people multiple iterations of the same question. So there's some sort of validity check on how people respond across these different columns of value commitments, and then we'll be able to plot those visually. So we have a nice visualization tool in mind to allow companies to identify what's happening and to identify gaps. Ultimately, we want to develop the product in a way that we would accredit consultants within the Glovankoski team and others become accredited users of the tool. They could then sell on their services to companies, and Glovankoski makes a commission on each of the sales of that survey into a company. So there's a natural business model and growth built into the product, and it's a real good example of how one can commercialize academic research in the social science psychology space around norms and values. So it's a really interesting progressive sort of concept, but it's grounded in well-tested social scientific and psychological methods of measurement. Now, we have a pilot company we're going to use. So we have about 1,500 employees that we can give the survey to. And we're going to administer the survey once, then do a series of workshops with them, and then administer the survey again. So there's a learning change management element into the project. Ideally, then, we would have perfected the tool and refined it. So it's academically grounded, scientifically rigorous, piloted in one company, and then refined and made available to work in other companies. I'm very optimistic about what we can achieve with this project. Steve Glovankoski is great to work with. Background in academia, moved into business, spent time with big companies like ICI and Barclays, and then branched out on his own, and for about 20, 25 years has been running Glovankoski, and brought this opportunity to us as a joint coming together of ideas, and, you know, we were successful in attracting the KTP.